Yo, what's going on? It's Dr. Mike T. Nelson here with not just another fitness podcast for fitness geeks only. And as of this recording, you maybe hear some different noises in the background. I'm going to be in South Padre, Texas, doing some kiteboarding. And you're probably wondering what kiteboarding has to do with the topic of exercise this week. Other than it is very good exercise, and if you know me, you know I could probably literally do multiple podcasts and will yammer your ear off about why everybody should learn to kiteboard. But the reason for that, in addition to me getting out to go ride, hang out with friends, be outside, the wonderful wifey came down here. We took the Lexus and drove the SUV all the way down from Minnesota. Took a couple days to do that. But today's topic is related to this because we are talking about exercise versus recreation. And what I find for a lot of people, and this is one of the reasons why I cover this in the Flex Diet Cert, is a lot of people get these two kind of mixed up. And the differentiation I make, and I'm not sure who I entirely stole this from, is that exercise has a very specific goal of something that you want to accomplish. My bias is translating those into performance goals, even if they're body comp or different aspects of health, like you heard on the interview with Dr. Andy Galpin. Translate those into a performance metric that can be measured. And like the old Peter Drucker comment, if it can be measured, it can be managed. Oh, wait, if you want to be managed, it should be measured. Anyway, something like that, right? We have to measure what we want to get better at. Otherwise, we're just kind of doing stuff for the sake of doing stuff, which to me is actually more recreation. The difference I make between exercise versus recreation, exercise has a specific goal and is something that is going to be tracked with some form of metrics. Recreation may look like exercise, but it's something you're doing just to go have fun, right? You're not really going to track a lot of it. So here's an example. I had a client recently who loves to play tennis. And she was complaining that she hadn't played tennis in quite a while. So we wrote up her formal exercise program, which was related more towards strength and primarily body composition. And we plugged in all the good things we know for exercise, and we set up her nutrition and everything like that. But then I also included that she should play tennis starting out just one time a week. Now, she hadn't played in several months, so one time a week is going to be more than what she had done before. She lives in a nice, sunny, warm climate, so usually temperature, things like that, weren't too much of an issue or finding a location. So it was easy for her to drop in. On her days that she was doing formal exercise, we're going to track weight training, you know, your sets and reps and volume, that type of thing. And for cardiovascular work, we're going to track if it's running a distance, possibly pace. For doing stuff on the rower, so I'm a big fan of doing the rower. The rower will automatically give us a lot of the metrics already, especially on the concept too. It'll spit them out to you directly. For tennis, I didn't have her track anything. The only thing I had her track was, did you go play tennis or not? Right? Because part of it is we don't really want to turn recreation into something that you're doing so much friggin' tracking that you no longer enjoy it. To me, the whole point of recreation is to literally do some type of movement and have fun. Right? Now, if your recreation is something that you have an aspect that you want to get better at, then you may need to track a few things. So for example, like when I'm hanging out kiteboarding, I'm a little bit of a data geek, so I will gather some data on that. But I'll also take other sessions where I don't gather anything. I don't wear a watch. I don't put any trackers on. I just literally go out and ride, and I have fun, and how long I stay out, usually if I've got enough time in my schedule, literally just depends on the question of, am I still having fun? If I'm still having fun, I'm going to stay out and keep riding. If I get to the point where maybe because of fatigue or I get tired or took a bad crash or something like that and it ceases to be fun, I'm going to come in and take a break, right? We don't need to overcomplicate recreation. What I find in practice is a lot of people kind of smear these two together. Their exercise looks a lot more like recreation. What they're doing is they're going to the gym, which is great, and just look around the gym and notice how many people tend to do the same thing day in and day out. And then also notice how many people even write anything down. I highly doubt all those people playing on their cell phones are entering in their numbers for tracking. Again, I'm super old school. I try not to futz with my phone at all. I usually put it in airplane mode if I'm using it for music, and that's it. And that's only been recently, you know, up until probably like a month ago, I still had an old MP3 player that only had music on it, didn't have anything else on it at all. So I would leave my phone in my locker and wouldn't take it. I write everything down in an old school notebook, and then I may transfer that to some online software once I get back. But I know the metrics, what I'm going to track. I know about how much volume I want to get. I have an idea of what weights I want to get. I have an idea of how many sets I want to do and what exercises. And the nice part about having a notebook is I can flip back and see the last time I did it, what were the things that I had accomplished. And I have a few PRs in the back of the goals that I'm tracking towards that I want to hit. So I am tracking, but it sounds like it's a lot, but it's not that much. During your rest period, I just, you know, write down what I did. At the beginning of the week, I kind of map out a little bit what I'm going to do for training, kind of goals I want to hit for that week. Make sure they match up to my overall kind of top five goals that I want to hit, and I'm good to go. Most people, I would say, in the gym are probably doing some form of recreation because they're not doing any formal tracking at all. And I'm not even convinced some of them even have a plan of what they're doing other than just looking around to see what next piece of equipment is open. And obviously, if you're listening to this as a trainer, you're going to provide your clients with the blueprint that they need to get everything done, the exercise, the sets and the reps and all that kind of stuff. What I would encourage you to do is to also think about adding some form of recreation to it also. So literally I'll ask them like, you know, what do you like to do for fun? And if it's running or cross country skiing or kiteboarding or playing tennis or whatever, add that thing in. And it's literally as simple as, okay, Bob, let me know what day you are going to play tennis. Even better, if Bob can play tennis with a friend and that friend will hold Bob accountable, even better, right? So odds are Bob's going to show up for his tennis appointment at that time. Another key part too that people forget is doing new things, right? So sometimes you run into clients who are like, I don't have any hobbies. I don't really do anything recreationally. I would highly encourage them to just pick a new sport and try. Right, the amount of things you're going to learn from that is great. Just from a brain development, like trying to figure out new athletic endeavors, motor learning, programming, all that kind of stuff. While we have some research that indicates it's beneficial, I think what we'll find, especially as people age, doing more of those things will definitely keep your brain a lot younger. So over the past couple of years, I've been trying to learn how to foil board. So a foil board or hydrofoil is literally this kind of surfboard looking thing with a long mast on it and a foil on the bottom. So if I'm being pulled behind a boat on this, initially I'm just riding on top of the board that looks kind of like a surfboard and the foil is underneath the water. Excuse me. And when I get better, I can change my weight a little bit. The board will come up and I can ride only on this hydrofoil part that stays under the water. So now the board's not even touching the water at all. And as you can imagine, learning how to do this, even on a shorter mast, which is about maybe a foot or a little longer, it ends up in lots of epic crashes. So I've taken about 3 lessons on it now over the past 2.5 years. And every time I get done, even with just a 2-hour lesson, my brain feels like it's completely fried from trying to just figure out all these small new movements that are going on. And even recently, a couple of weeks ago, we went and took a lesson on an electric foil. So they have a little motor mounted on this kind of big surfboard thing, and you have a controller in your hand that controls speed. Shout out to Bob Cook there in Wisconsin for coming to Minnesota and providing lessons. Super, super fun. Was a little bit easier to do than I thought, but still, you know, definitely took some instruction and took some time. By the end of the second lesson, I was able to stand up and ride on the foil for just a little ways. Was very neurally demanding in sort of a weird but fun way, right? So I think learning to do any of those types of complex motor skills will have a huge benefit. You don't need to get super fancy with it. Just do some form of recreation that's not going to be formally tracked. And my bias is, if you're looking for new hobbies to do, then just go learn to kiteboard. It's super fun. The learning curve is a little bit steep at first. Definitely find someone, take a lesson, but it's an amazing sport. I would highly recommend it. If you're looking for some new form of recreation, check that out. And when you do formal exercise, figure out what are your goals and then have some metrics that you are tracking. And you can just simply write these down in an old school notebook in the gym. Maybe take just a few minutes a week to review them. Again, if you're a trainer, you're automatically going to be doing this for your clients. So that's today's lesson, the difference between exercise versus recreation, and also a reason for me just to talk about kiteboarding. If you want more information about the different aspects of exercise, we do have an exercise intervention that is included in the Flex Diet certification. So go to www.flexdiet.com, FlexDiet.com. You'll have more information for you there. You'll be able to hop on to the newsletter, get on the wait list, and as soon as it opens, you'll be one of the very first to know. So www.flexdiet.com.